On the show today, we have Finastra's very own Steve Hoke talking about the company's new Fusion Mortgage Bot Data Insights tool that's really, really cool. So you got to check it out. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Finastra's very own Steve Hoke. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Michael. How about you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you guys have developed a new piece of technology there at Finastra called the Fusion Mortgage Bot Data Insights tool. And this has got me, just piqued my interest right when I saw it. I got to check this out. So give us a quick overview on what this, Fusion Mortgage Bot Data Insights tool is all about.
Yeah, Fusion Mortgage Bot Data Insights. And Michael, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, sure.
Fusion Mortgage Bot Data Insights is a data analysis tool that we built on top of the Mortgage Bot point of sale data. So today we take a whole bunch of applications, usually almost 750,000 applications on behalf of our clients each year.
Wow.
We're seeing all this transaction volume either, and that's just submitted apps. It doesn't even begin to speak to the volume of applications that we see that are started but not submitted. So we're sitting on this giant pile of data on behalf of our clients, and what we wanted to do was help organize that data, make sense of it, and provide some insights to our clients about what we're seeing from their data so they can better understand their borrowers, make some decisions about demographics, and really use the data to make some meaningful decisions.
Right on. And so I assume it integrates with whatever financial institution's core. And then that kind of goes from there. I'm just kind of get some specifics.
Actually, so no, what
totally
we're doing
separate?
right from the point of sale application data. So, you know, just backing up a little bit. So
yeah.
Point of sale is an online mortgage application platform. We have 1,300 banks and credit unions across the United States who are using our platform to originate mortgage applications online from borrowers. So, what we're leveraging is all that native data that's coming in through MortgageBot.
Hang on. Okay. No, sorry about that. I forgot to put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I apologize. I'll edit that part out. So
yeah, rule number one of hosting a podcast, right?
Yep. And I blew it. back to where, because it's telling me it's a totally separate from the core and that type of stuff.
So we're looking at all the data that's coming in through the MortgageBot point of sale application platform. So we're able to see trends about, you know, borrower age, income scores, credit scores, income bands, reasons for denial, that kind of thing when they're going for submission. So it's really about what can we learn from those borrowers during the application experience so that either they can tune their marketing to attract different segments or having a lot of success here. Let's make sure we keep, after where we're having success. Or let's make some decisions about who we're attracting and what might we need to do to help them better through the mortgage process so that we can increase our approval rate.
Right on. Yeah. And that kind of leads me to my next question is, like, why did you guys develop this tool? What pain points were you guys answering in the industry that you guys were hearing about?
It's a couple of things. First is just around this pile of data. So we've shared this data historically with clients, but you know, it is a lot of data, and it's not approachable in some respects. And for a lot of these small and mid-market institutions, they may not have the resources to invest to try and unpack the learnings from this data. So we said, hey, maybe there's some things that we can do at scale to help our clients. And so we applied data scientists to work on this. We put together some machine learning models and all this kind of cool stuff that I think really brings some insights, but allows us to bring that to our client base. So I think, you know, first we're talking about making sure that the pain point of maybe being understaffed to really understand and appreciate the data, that they can improve their lending business. The second thing is just the margin compression in mortgages. You know, the margins are so lean on first mortgages right now that it's really important for mortgage lenders to drive efficiency through their process. So they have to have their staff working on the most important things, the highest value things. And so if we can help them understand their borrower base to improve decision making, to drive efficiency in the process, we're trying to help that with the data as well.
Indeed. And that kind of leads me to my next question as well, is the benefits to financial institutions out there using this tool.
Yes. So like I've kind of touched on, we really have, it's a visual demographic dashboard. So, you know, you're going to get a lot of illustrations to show you information about, say, your borrower demographics. And I kind of touched on some of those things. So maybe it's age band, maybe it's credit score band, but it allows you also to kind of double click in each one. So if I want to see, hey, I'm really performing well with millennial borrowers, and then I want to see what their income band looks like. I can isolate that. So you, a marketing resource can really dig in and understand the applicant at a really intimate level. They can also, and so it really helps them from a benefit standpoint, yeah. target their marketing based on the audience. So knowing your audience is really important.
Indeed.
Another big value is we can also see geographic information. Where am I seeing my application volume coming from? And you can really dig in, you know, it's a little heat map of the United States, and you can keep drilling down right into, particular zip codes and see, here's where I'm getting a lot of application volume, but I'm not seeing a lot here. Why is that? And again, do I have the right operations? Do I have the right outreach in that community? Or maybe it's an opportunity to say, you know what? It's a growth opportunity. I don't have business here. Maybe that's where an expansion can come from. The one thing I haven't touched on that I also think is really, really compelling about what we put in the market is it not only allows them to see the information about their own institution, but they can benchmark themselves against the entire population of mortgage borrowers. So they may be able to see, hey, listen, my approval rate on decisioning is 20%, but the rest of the population of mortgage lenders is actually at 40%. That's a lot of room to improve my approval rate. I really need to go back and look at what type of information, how am I working the loan, what are my underwriting rules that I'm trying to underwrite against, and what can I do to increase that? Because that's volume you're getting in the door that you're just not able to accommodate them. Right. But if there are things that you can do, you're immediately increasing loan volume just by having the person already in the door and just helping them with the approval. So that global compare is really compelling, I think, for a lot of reasons.
Yeah. And so what are some goals? I mean, obviously the efficiencies, all that type of stuff are here for sure. What are some other goals that you guys have that you guys want to achieve with this tool? For credit unions and banks?
Yeah, I think, you know, it comes back to ultimately, and as the product name implies, data insights. We want to bring insights to the organization. We want to give them a fresh look at how they can grow their lending business. That's really ultimately what we're doing, is helping our clients grow their mortgage lending volume. And that can come from a number of ways that I already touched on, you know, in terms of identifying new markets, improving their approval rate. It could also come from things like just looking at the application process. You have this whole online application. Where are we introducing friction into the process so that we can eliminate that friction and get more people to click submit on that application? Mm-hmm. It's really about insights. What can we do to surface information so that the bank or credit union can make a lot better decision around how to manage their mortgage business?
Indeed. Yeah. I want to check out that heat map. Sounds really cool. How you can kind of drill down. I want to check that out for sure.
Yeah, it's really pretty neat. And we've started with our point of sale data. So what comes in through the application platform. Our team is hard at work right now and we'll be launching early next year a companion view that is all about the loan origination side of the process. Mm-hmm. So then you can see where am I at the different stages of the loan process. Oh, wow. So it might be an underwriting, closing, funding, et cetera. Where am I? How long it can take? And, you know, obviously the goal is how do we shorten that cycle time? But we really want to continue to evolve the product, add as much information and insight as we can.
Does the consumer see that, or is that just the financial institution that's or the lender?
We definitely have tools that allow a borrower to see
that. That would be really cool to see the process.
Yeah, absolutely. So once they apply, we have a whole borrower status portal where they can log in, upload documents. Those can automatically be pushed into the loan origination system. Where is their closing? What time is it scheduled for? So yeah, we've got a great borrower experience on that side. Okay. But this is the aggregation for the bank or credit union.
Okay, and as a consumer or borrower, I would love to see that, and just to see where that would make the whole process a bit less stressful, because the whole thing is like this mystery. You know, where are we?
Right. And for the first time home buyer, whether it's a millennial or, you know, an older generation person, it's an intimidating process.
Yeah.
Having the tools and the access to the information, that's what's great about the Mortgage Bot platform. It's easy to apply, but it doesn't stop at the application. It's about what is the status, where am I, what's going on, and how can I communicate with my lender.
Oh, such cool stuff. Such cool stuff. I keep repeating that we're living in such exciting times. This is so cool to see all this stuff kind of come to fruition. Very cool. So last question for you here. Where can we find out more information on it?
That's a great question. Thank you. So we definitely have information at Finastra.com. Mm-hmm. We have information about MortgageBot at Finastra.com.
Okay.
If you're an existing MortgageBot client, you can reach out to your sales executive. They'll be glad to give you a quick demo. The beautiful thing about technology and where we are, we can have you signed up and rolling in 10 minutes.
Oh, so, beautiful.
access to the information is just a click away.
Even better. We like that. All right, Steve, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes and talking about this really cool technology that we can all benefit from for sure. Good stuff. All right. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Michael. It was a great time.